Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, absolutely devastating healthcare news this week as HSHS and Prevea announced they're permanently closing their Chippewa Valley facilities. That and more ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIV and WOGL Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. That's right, Hospital Sisters Health System announcing on Monday that they'll close their HSHS Sacred Heart Hospital in Eau Claire and HSHS St. Joe's Hospital in Chippewa Falls as part of a complete exit from Western Wisconsin. Prevea Health, a physician network offering primary and specialty care, also announcing they're closing all of their locations around the region. That means those closures will impact 1,082 HSHS employees and 325 Prevea employees, a total of 1,407 of them. They will receive support services and career transition assistance. And this is not just in Eau Claire, but Prevea also with clinics in Altoona, Menominee, Augusta, Cornell, Rice Lake, and Ladysmith that will be closing as well. Both hospitals and the clinics are expecting to close by April. HSHS and Prevea say they'll work to transition patients to new doctors and other hospitals. On Friday afternoon, employees, patients, and others affected by the closures voiced their frustrations at a rally outside Sacred Heart Hospital in Eau Claire, where psych RN Deanna Spears told WEAU-TV how she's been impacted.
For me personally, I'm a newly grad, so 6 months into being a registered nurse, I'm without my job.
Republican State Representative Karen Hurd told us how she first learned of the news.
I heard the news just before they made the press release because they informed the legislators just right before. And so I had like an hour's notice. But I will tell you, I was dumbfounded. I wasn't expecting it. As you know, Mark, Sacred Heart has been in the Chippewa Valley. They've been there for 140 years. They were there when there was nothing there. They were the first ones that brought in health care, you know, and a hospital system. And St. Joe's, as you well know, St. Joe's is the only hospital in Chippewa Falls. I mean, there's not something to replace it. You know, we don't have Mayo where we can, you know, shuttle things over to Mayo or something like that. I mean, it was devastating. And so I did ask questions of the team that informed us, and you know what was behind it, and what you read in the press releases is exactly what they told me, that you know the COVID, they never really recovered from the COVID shock, and then we have the downturn in the economy, which has of course made the whole economy is part of this workforce problem that we have, the supply chain problem we have. And so I will tell you my frank reaction after I got off the phone is, you've been in my office before. I went back to my library, and I just cried. I cried, Mark. There are over 1,000 people that are losing their jobs in from the hospitals. Then you have the Prevera, over 300. You're pressing 1,400, 1,500 people without a job. They live in the Chippewa Valley. They have homes there. Their children go to school there. They are part of our community. Now they're without jobs. You say, oh, well, there's lots of jobs. Well, I don't know that Mayo can absorb all those people. And then that's not even part of it. Then we have, what about the patients? What about all the people that have been going to Sacred Heart for all their life and, you know, or to St. Joe's? And it's devastating.
State Representative Karen Hurd of Fall Creek says Monday after she had her good cry, then she got mad.
Really mad. Because it is absolutely ridiculous that in the United States of America, that our economy is so poor that we can't support the medical systems that we so desperately need to take care of our people. That we have let this slide, and the administration that we have has let this happen. Then I was angry. And then I was even more determined that I will work like everything to pass good laws and to do good things for the state of Wisconsin and for the United States of America so this doesn't happen again and again and again.
Hurd says she was just working through the stages of grief.
I still am. I'm still blown away. I'm still like, and they told us about their plan. I mean, the sisters told us about, you know, it's the Wisconsin Hospital Sisters, you know, health system. And they said, you know, that we've got a plan, you know, how to get the patients transitioned, you know, how to help. They have a severance pay for the employees. They got a plan for that. You know, they've been working at this. We did ask, you know, did you try to make partnerships with, you know, this group? They've tried everything. And, you know, and they were very definitive. They said this is a permanent closure not a temporary thing. It's a permanent closure of all those facilities in western Wisconsin. They have facilities in eastern Wisconsin, Green Bay area. Those will still remain open. But western Wisconsin, we're up a creek without paddle.
Democrat State Representative Jody Emerson of Eau Claire agrees this week's health care closure announcements are absolutely devastating for our area.
I know a lot of people have been, you know, equating this to what happened with Uniroyal, and my father was a Uniroyal worker, so I know very intimately the conversations that were happening when that took place in Eau Claire and how devastating it was for our community. And this is Uniroyal-like, but on steroids, because we could always figure out another place to buy our tires from. When Uniroyal left, it was a jobs issue. Now with this closing, it's a jobs issue because roughly 1,300, 1,400 people are losing their jobs. And most of these are really good, high-paying, quality jobs. So there's going to be, you know, an issue with that. But there's two other buckets that I'm looking at, which is what do we do for healthcare in our area? I don't think that our other systems can simply absorb all the additional patients that are going to need to happen. In particular, when it comes to our labor and delivery, we're seeing fewer and fewer hospitals that are doing labor and delivery. I know Mayo Menominee closed their labor and delivery last year. So people are coming from Menominee to Eau Claire to give birth. And now we're closing one of the hospitals that does this. So, you know, we got to figure out where we're going to give birth to 800 new babies in the coming year here. So that's the other problem. And then additionally, with the Prevea clinics being gone, we're having a lot of people that was their insurance was through Prevea. And what happens with those folks who that was their preferred provider? Prevea is still open. So, you know, we're checking into all these implications of, you know, do they have to drive to the Appleton Prevea clinic or something like that in order to get that care? Or is there going to be a new sign-up period? What happens to those folks? So there's really three major problems, any of which would be a crisis, but to combine them all, it's catastrophic. And I feel like Eau Claire is strong enough that we can navigate this, but it's going to take all of us digging in and working together to have this happen. It really is devastating for our communities.
Republican State Senator Jesse James of Altoona says this week's health closure announcement is absolutely devastating, not only for the Chippewa Valley, but beyond.
There will be dramatic impacts felt throughout our state, to be honest with you.
Senator James says
the impacts, I mean, it's just not about the emergency rooms or the health care part of it or the cancer services. You're talking the impact of Prevea closing all of their facilities in our area, all the way, you know, even hearing from Representative Armstrong up in Rice Lake area. The rural areas like Augusta, where the community around there, the rural part gets services from Prevea. Even some of the residential adult home facilities getting their medical clearance for doctor clearances from the rural areas. There's a lot of questions up in the air with state employee health benefits, with the mental health impact. We won't have any juvenile beds on our side of the state. Well, besides La Crosse, but I mean, there's a 20 county area where we had 8 beds at Sacred Heart for our juveniles, for inpatient mental health, and even outpatient services, the alcohol and other drug issue disorders, the closing of L.E. Phillips Libertas. The impacts are going to be rippled across our whole entire area. You know, there was agencies, law enforcement agencies, that actually used HSHS for Chapter 51 emergency detentions when it comes to mental health or behavioral crisis issues.
Some people are playing the blame game. I'm presuming you're not going to.
No, I'm not. I think that the writing was on the wall. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to make a prediction, not that I like to be in that world, but you know, when it comes to mental health services, for example, they're I could see more entities being impacted negatively and taking such a hit medically when it comes to our mental health situation in our state. And, I think that more hospitals potentially will be following suit as far as, not carrying mental health anymore. That is concerning to me because, again, as I started my political career in 2018 and my first floor speeches in the assembly included that mental health is not going anywhere. In fact, it's only getting worse, and I think we're seeing the impacts now of that, hopefully through good legislation down here in the legislature. We're looking at it very seriously, and we have some good bills that will hopefully help. I'm going to have conversations here about the regional crisis urgent care 24/7 stabilization centers and what that looks like, and hopefully this will hopefully some persuasion can be had, considering the mental health bed expansion we were looking at St. Joseph's, that hopefully we can get a facility that would be all-encompassing to help with the mental health issues as well as the AODA issues in our area, and some health care.
Senator James says he's open to any and all ideas of what to do going forward.
I'm asking them any ideas and impacts that it's having on them to just please reach out to our office, compile a list, generate a list, and reach out to our office so that we can start having the discussions and seeing the possibility of avenues we could possibly take moving forward.
Wisconsin is one of only 10 states nationally that has not expanded their Medicaid program, something Governor Evers cited when he stopped in Eau Claire on Wednesday as a possible factor in the hospital and clinic closings.
People in Northwest Wisconsin deserve to have good health care for all areas and not just getting your tonsils taken out. And so, yes, we will be glad to work with any provider to make sure that they have the resources necessary to do that. It's unfortunate that this happened, but again, we believe that Medicaid does play a role in it.
State Representative Jody Emerson joins Governor Evers in crying out for Medicaid expansion.
Yeah, I mean, we've missed out on billions of dollars by not expanding Medicaid over the years. Which would have allowed us to maybe increase the reimbursements for individual procedures. And especially at St. Joseph's, there's an awful lot of Medicaid patients that go to St. Joseph's. A lot of our behavioral health people are on Badger Care. So, when we don't have the proper funding in that system, it leads to bad reimbursement levels. And expanding Badger Care and taking that Medicaid expansion would have allowed us the possibility of making some changes. It's hard to look back and go, oh, we could have done X, Y, and Z to make this change. But the fact of the matter is Wisconsin has left billions of dollars from the federal government on the table. Our money that we've paid the federal government is not coming back to our state because we're refusing to accept this.
Emerson says other healthcare institutions in the area have been struggling as well.
And we know that Marshfield just did a bunch of furloughs and people. And there was just a story in, I think it was the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel yesterday, that they're closing all oral surgeries. So they're chipping away at what they do for services as well. So this is not just an HSHS problem. This is a systemic healthcare crisis. There's things that we can deal with on, the state level. There's definitely federal issues involved. But this is not something that there's a single finger to be pointed at a single person. It's time that we start reimagining how do we take care of people and how do we keep people healthy so that they don't need to go to a hospital. But also, we need more than just regional centers. How many of our smaller towns even have hospitals anymore? That's becoming a thing of the past, which makes it even harder for, people in Gilmanton and Mondovi and, Cadott or something like that, older people who don't like to drive in this kind of weather. How do they get to a doctor to have a blood test? We can do you know, telehealth for that appointment. But if you're on blood thinners and you need your blood checked every week to make sure you're still within your numbers, you know, a weekly drive to Eau Claire, when you probably might need somebody to help you drive, you know, that's a big burden on a family. So what can we do to get more doctor's offices in more communities to stop people from getting to that catastrophic illness piece where they have to go to a hospital? Those are critical questions we need to ask.
Does Emerson have any idea of why HSHS is leaving Western Wisconsin but staying in Eastern Wisconsin and Illinois?
My basic and rudimentary understanding of this is it really comes down to dollars and cents. You know, I would say that our medical system as a whole throughout this country is broken. We've put some Band-Aids on in the last few years to make it last a little bit. But, you know, when we follow a business model for something that we can't make a business, it's really hard for this to happen. You know, we learned through COVID that having insurance connected to your work is really problematic, because when you lose your work, you know, you lose your insurance. And a lot of people went through that with when the pandemic hit and the lockdown happened. You know, I mean, when we're tied into healthcare as a business and having them have to make a profit, you know, they're doing it on the backs of people who are really sick sometimes. And, you know, our Medicaid system is broken. Our Medicare system isn't the best. Certainly, our commercial insurance programs aren't the best. And then to add into the fact that there's a lot of people who don't have insurance or only have catastrophic insurance. And if you're making barely minimum wage, having a $10,000 deductible is like having no insurance at all. And so you wait and you wait and you wait until you can't wait any longer. And then it's a hospital stay versus getting treatment at an earlier stage in an illness. Or disease. And so, you know, I think long term, we really need to reexamine our entire medical system. Short term, we need to figure out what we can do. Sorry for the medical pun here, but to put a Band-Aid on this to make sure that the workers and the people who need care from this system are getting what they need.
Finally, State Senator Jesse James says rather than looking back, he wants to look ahead.
I don't like to Monday morning quarterback things. I like to try and process and see what avenues we can take and being proactive moving forward. Yeah, this is devastating. I know, for example, some health centers are possibly going to absorb some of the employees. You know, I received a nice text from Jim over at Oakley Surgical Hospital in Altoona, and, you know, they're going to do the best that they can to try and look at their future and what that looks like for them and possibly absorb some employees. But, you know, it's hard to make decisions when it's so fresh. And I don't want to be a negative Nelly or a reactionary person with everything that, you know, as well as I do with everything bad, there's going to be good that comes out of this. I just, you know, right now people can't see that. You know, I guess it's yet remain to be seen, but I'm going to try and remain as positive as possible.
Again, recapping, devastating healthcare closure information coming this week on Monday, learning that HSHS Sacred Heart Hospital in Eau Claire and HSHS St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls and Prevea Clinics all closing in Western Wisconsin, impacting some 1,082 HSHS employees and 325 Prevea employees. We learned as well that the Ellie Phillips Treatment Center closing in Chippewa Falls. So devastating. Our thanks to the Republican State Representative Karen Hurd of Fall Creek, Democratic State Representative Jody Emerson of Eau Claire, and Republican State Senator Jesse James of Altoona for talking with us about this important story. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening to Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. We'll also get the podcast posted at wwib.com and wogo.com.